boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I was scared when I was driving home last night because the car that drove past me, their license plate said beware.
Really? Like it was a custom?
It was a custom license plate and it said beware. And I immediately thought, okay, beware what? Beware you? Beware?
Be what?
Be what? Beware the person in front of you?
Yeah.
Beware the person behind you? Beware what's happening to my surroundings? Beware what?
Interesting.
Then we're driving and it's on Edgewood Road. They turn left where the old Transamerica was. And I'm like, where are you going? What am I supposed to beware of? Hello?
Oh.
Where are you going? Beware what? You didn't tell me. I still have no idea what I'm supposed to
beware. Answers.
I have no idea. But I was so scared of everybody around me because I'm like, was that a sign? Was that like a
premonition?
Yeah.
Question. What kind of vehicle was it?
Black. I think it was really raining, but from what I could, it definitely wasn't orange or red.
That didn't answer what kind of vehicle you said.
Girl, you think I know?
No, I don't either. Was it like a SUV,
small.
Truck, small car? Was it
not an SUV, not a truck?
Was it in like
two door or four door, small car?
Okay, good condition.
Yeah.
Okay, because my first thought was like, beware, this car is
gonna explode.
I might lose a wheel because I've been there, and my license plate should have been beware on my old car.
Both of our last cars should have had the license plate beware. Because they were both about to fall apart or explode at any moment.
Okay, so that's not it. So did you get a look at the driver?
No, that was not my first thought. I should have looked.
What do you mean? You just thought it was a sign from the universe. What do you mean?
I would be like, I didn't look at the driver.
It's either
right.
About the car or the person driving the car. Like, beware, I am.
No, I didn't. I when I read that license plate, I immediately looked at the front car, the car behind me, and my surrounding area. I didn't even think to look at the driver. That was stupid of me.
Okay.
That could have been a serial killer. What serial killer is still on the loose?
That's what I'm saying. Or are they like...
Is Ted Bundy still out there?
No.
Is he dead?
The person that drives that vehicle is listening right now. She doesn't mean it. And she
You're
will
like, how
beware.
Dare you think I was Ted Bundy?
You should beware after saying such a thing. I don't know if I'm aging and it's just now hitting me that I have hit my last year of my 20s.
Welcome.
I'm bruising like an apple.
That is definitely that, because I do too.
Oh my gosh. When did I become so sensitive? When did I become a wimp?
It's definitely got to be that.
It has to be. I took a dance class last night, as I do twice a week, every week. And we had one, like, roll onto the floor, which back in the day, I was rolling all over the floors. I mean, my knees were made of steel when I was dancing in college. Mm-hmm. I do one roll last night. I wake up, I have like a cherry on my knee. It's
probably
raised.
Need an ACL reconstruction surgery like me.
I'm about to strap some ice to my knee like some sort of athlete, but it's from one roll. I feel so wimpy and so lame.
At some point, you got to give up on your dream.
Well, thanks. That's not what I wanted to hear. Thanks for the sympathy.
That's your sad, depressing hour with Destiny. Let's continue with today's hits and Terry Styles.
Your resolution is just quit. Hang up the hat. Thanks.
Here's Terry Styles.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm talking to the millennials right now.
Hey.
Good news. That embarrassing Gmail account that you made that you hesitate to put on your resume and on your LinkedIn, and when you have to sign up for rewards at a store and you're like, how am I supposed to say princesspopcutieface@gmail.com to somebody's face?
Yeah, it's so annoying because I tried to write. I had it in high school and I went to Vinton Shelsburg and we were the Vikings and the Vikettes, okay? Yeah. And I didn't know how to spell, clearly. And so it was should have been V-I-K-E, except I did V-I-K. And so everybody's like, oh, Vic girl? Or no, yeah.
Vic girl. @gmail.com.
It's supposed to be Vic Girl, yeah. Or Vite Girl is what I wanted it to be.
Oh, shoot.
But I forgot the E. So they go Vic Girl? I'm like, yeah, fine, whatever.
Good news for you. You can make it, I mean, you can change it to your, you know, grown-up name, which is Destiny. Or you could go back in and change it to Vite Girl, which has been your intention this whole time, because Gmail is finally allowing people to change their embarrassing email addresses.
So you can get rid of your Princess Pony
Princess
lover,
Pony
Taylor.
Pink Pony Club lover 875 @gmail.com. No longer. This has been something people have been begging for years. Not just for, I feel like it's so millennial because you were at the age that email was becoming a thing when you were like 10. So you're like, I'll make one.
Princess. That's all we had. Okay, kids?
Yeah.
We didn't have Facebook at the time. We didn't have MySpace yet. We didn't have all those things.
Yeah.
We only had Gmail and like Yahoo.
Yeah.
And AOL.
John Cena Lover 84.
What the, that you know is what I not mean? Yours.
No, I actually didn't. I don't have an embarrassing one.
Shut up. No, you don't.
No, I really don't.
You don't?
Mine's always just been my name. I was on it.
Can you take John Cena Lover?
I will sign up. Well, because now there's never been a way. You just have always had to just make a new email account. And then that is a bummer if you have stuff that's sent to that actual email, like your bills or whatever. But now you can make a change once every 12 months. So it could be for an embarrassing email address, or if you get married and you want to change it to your new married name, or you get divorced and you want to drop the last name, whatever you want to do.
That's a good point.
I
know. That's a good point.
But I, you know, flex, I've never actually, I didn't make an embarrassing email.
Can we make you one though?
Yeah, should I change it to John Cena Lover 86?
No, let's think of, we should do this next week.
Okay.
Let's make Taylor an embarrassing email. We'll get back to it.
Okay. I don't really love John Cena that much, so we,
no, but,
can we table that one?
No, we'll table that one, but I do want to make you an embarrassing email because I feel like that's a rite of passage, you know?
Okay. Is it going to... Do I have to have my bills sent to it?
No.
Okay, because that's really embarrassing.
Can you imagine your water bill gets sent to John Cena Lover 85?
Hello, John Cena number 85. Your bill's late.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Taylor, I need you to pick up a book because we could be rich if you do so.
That's the first time you've piqued my interest with a book.
I actually got inspired yesterday with our April Fool's Day prank. We were speaking to Rick Winters from, oh, I can't say the town, from Wisconsin. You got it down. What?
I always want to say Wakanda, and I know that's not correct.
No.
That's from a movie.
Wapaka?
Wapaka.
I did it!
He's from Wapaka.
Part of our April Fool's Day prank, we were trying to get on all the radio stations here in our building, X175, 1600 ESPN, and Smart FM. But then we got on other radio stations across America. If you missed it, check out our podcast, KZIA.com, or the free Z102.9 app. But we spoke to Rick from Wisconsin, and as we hopped on his radio station, he told us that he actually is the voice of his own book.
Yeah, he's like currently working on the audiobook version of the book that he wrote. And we're like, what?
How cool. That got me thinking. We obviously speak every single day on this show. Those
like it or not.
It's Girls in the Afternoon. Could we go into audiobooks?
In my mind, it's like I've never even considered it. Obviously, people have to read those things. Why can't it be us?
So should we try?
Oh, well, what would... Okay, so...
I'd do romance.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I would do the smuttiest of smut romance, but I can't do that here.
I was going to say give an example. Can I give you a scenario, maybe?
Sure. I got to keep it clean now. Come on.
You're talking to you, not me. You keep it clean. Okay.
Just
so,
give me something maybe not smut. I'll just tell you that's the genre I would like to go
give
into.
Give me some dialogue of, she bumped into somebody at the a hot man at the grocery store in the melon section.
Oh, even better. She was going for melons.
Oh.
But as she grabbed that musk melon, turns around to put it in her cart, there he was.
Oh.
Looking what could be a goddess. But he said his name was Frank. Oh. You know, I need to work on the name. I don't think Frank is the one.
Not it.
He said his name was John. Mm. I see, that's better. John. I don't know what John did. I got blacked out.
Oh, God. Okay. Well.
John was so hot. I'm getting all sweaty over here.
See, that's why you couldn't do it. You'd get too excited.
But I think it was good, though. Like, come on now. You didn't get a little hot the way I was speaking? Because I was getting hot in the way I was speaking. I'm getting kind of turned on by the way I'm speaking.
I got a little tingle in my toe from how weird it was.
Oh. I thought you were going to say about how hot it was, but it's fine. I thought you liked it.
It was great.
Yesterday, part of our April Fool's airwave adventures, we got to be on all three of the other radio stations within our company. But then we also just started calling other radio stations. And we happened to land in Wisconsin. We got to talk to Rick Winters. And he told us, while we were talking to him, that he is in the process of actually voicing his own book that he wrote. So he's doing like the audiobook versions of it. And that kind of like, I don't know, lit a light bulb in our head. We were like, well, wait a minute now. Can we do that? Now, have we written a book? No.
No.
But could we voice other people's books?
Why Maybe. Not?
I just did mine. I think I would do Schmutt, the dirtiest of all dirty smut.
Shocking.
Nobody was shocked there. But I want to know, like, what genre would you do? And, well, what would it sound like?
Can you hear me out? A cookbook.
Do they do that?
I don't know, but I want to make it a thing. Can I do the audio version of a cookbook? But can I have the creative liberty to add my own flair? Here's the thing.
Oh, dear.
One thing about a recipe, it's boring, and then they also don't make it sound realistic. They're like, oh, it's fine. Just chop a couple veggies. No. I'm going to hop in there and say, okay, we're making chicken fajitas. And yes, you're going to be here chopping for the next 55 minutes. Your arm's going to be tired. And by the end of it, you're not even going to be hungry for the chicken fajitas anymore. It's kind of like the lady on TikTok that does the angry recipe videos.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I want to do that for an audiobook.
What are you going to do for the 55 minutes that they're chopping the carrots?
Oh, tell a little story.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, I'll be like, that's Peter Pepper that you're massacring right now. And Carl Carrot. They were in love, but you tore them apart.
No, that's good, actually.
Thank you.
I would actually listen to that.
I know.
What is the perfect Easter basket that you would love to see when you wake up on Sunday morning as an adult? That's the question I need help with, because neighbor man and I love to do Easter baskets.
For each other?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of started because, well, he asked me to be his girlfriend on Easter a couple years ago.
Right.
And now the tradition is that we just kind of give each other Easter baskets with little things in it. We're on a diet now, so we can't go crazy with the candy, okay? Of course.
That's a bit of a damper on the Easter.
I know. I will get the maybe the chocolate bunny, right? Because everybody just wants to attack that ear, you know? Or the butt first.
I thought you were going to say butt first. You give butt first.
I give butt first energy.
Yeah. You do.
I do. And I just don't know what else to get him. I will tell you that he needs a new charging station for the bed. Like, she's like, boring. I'm talking about, like, he wants an all-in-one, like, to be able to charge his Apple Watch, his phone.
Sure.
All the things, is AirPods, all of it in one little compartment. Okay. Uh-huh. After that, what do you get a man?
Well, can I put ideas in your brain?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay. Shoot. I don't want to make you spiral. I'm going to make you spiral. Buckle up.
Oh,
we're going for a ride. Okay. So he asked you to be his girlfriend on Easter, correct?
Yeah.
Is there a thought in your...
It wasn't. Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Is there a thought in your clouded brain that maybe...
Rude.
I mean, this has been a journey. My God. We know it's coming. What if it's in an egg? What if the ring is in an egg? So my thought is...
It wasn't a thought.
Okay. So even if it wasn't a thought, maybe it doesn't happen, but do you put a ring in his egg?
As Taylor, like a... What, now what I'm spiraling. Coulda. I wasn't spiraling before.
Can you put your wedding dress in an egg? Kind of,
I wasn't thinking about that before, but now that you say that, he does have Saturday off, which is not usual.
Mm.
And he has Sunday off. That's normal. Now I'm spiraling.
I think you put...
What kind of ring do I put in there? A ring pop?
A ring pop. Because then if he does it to you, great. Oh my gosh, cute. I got you your ring too. And if he doesn't, then it's like a... Well,
where we at,
a reminder
that you still haven't done it.
Yeah, could have put it in one of my eggs.
We open these microphones a lot and say a lot of dumb things. But today, we're going to say something real dumb. What's upsetting my tummy today?
Let's just dive right into it.
Is it Parmesan cheese or is it steak?
Interesting.
And man, do I hope that there's some parents out there listening, because I feel like you're going to be the one to tell me which one it is.
Moms and dads always know.
You know what's funny? We always say that it's that we need babysitting in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And well, I hope you're here babysitting us, because we need
who's that on call today.
Yeah, who? Mom, dad, which one? Because is it the Parmesan or is it the steak? Because me and neighbor man can't decide. I had steak Saturday for our anniversary dinner. And I normally order medium rare.
Okay. This was at a restaurant.
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, it was the anniversary. It was a steakhouse. It was a fancier dinner, more expensive steak. Sure. I thought, let's go big or go home. So I ordered rare.
You sicko. Okay. I am judging a little bit. Sorry. Raw meat freaks me out.
I thought, you know, why not have it to where the vet can almost, like, you know,
bring her back to life?
Yuck. So in his mind, neighbor man, like, my tummy has been hurting since yesterday.
It's been mooing.
It's been okay. Yeah, exactly. He's like, I think it's the steak. Your body's not used to it. I'm like, dude, that was Saturday. How
it's
is my
days?
Yeah. How is my tummy hurting Wednesday and Thursday when we had it Saturday?
Mm.
But that's what he thinks. Now, I'd like to think it's the Parmesan cheese, because Tuesday I had spaghetti, but I really wanted Parmesan cheese on it. And we have, like, fresh, you know, Parmesan cheese, like the...
A block of it.
And I went to get it out of the refrigerator, and I noticed the one end of it had mold on it. And it was, like, splotchy mold, and it was green and things like that. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to be able to have it. And neighbor man goes, ah, you'll be fine. Let's just cut it off. So he does. He cuts the mold off. And then we put the rest of it in my spaghetti.
We have a winner.
What?
You don't eat mold. That's like human lesson
up.
Number one.
I don't care. You don't know what was in there. The little microscopic little... I trusted that man.
Fungi and stuff.
I think he's trying to kill me. He wants my life insurance.
Right. All over Parmesan cheese.
You know how somebody can say or do something that can make you insecure about your body or about you wearing something or doing something for the rest of your entire life?
It is the worst feeling, because you can't ever do it again without thinking about that one comment that was made. Changes your life.
Yesterday, somebody commented about the way I eat soup, and I'll never be able to eat soup ever again.
I'm intrigued. I have seen you eat soup. I can't say there's anything that really stuck out to me as weird.
Okay, good. Or sexual, right?
No, I generally don't think of you that way.
Well, okay, good. Well, because the comment that was made was almost going that route.
Oh,
yuck. And I was in public, so neighbor man works in, like, the food industry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talked about how he served me Parmesan that had mold on it, so my tummy's been upset.
Right.
The last couple days. So I told him, I'm like, hey, I'm going to need to stop by your place of work. I need some soup. I haven't been feeling the best. He said, okay, I'll have the soup ready for you. So I'm eating it. And the soup comes with, like, really long noodles, all right? So I'm putting this big old, like, spoon in my mouth, okay? And it has really long noodles. And I'm putting it in my mouth. And I can understand that maybe it looks a certain way, all right? Maybe... And as I'm doing it, this guy walks by and he goes, ha ha, yeah, look at you.
Ew.
And I was like, that's what I did. I was like, I didn't know what to do.
No.
I immediately put my spoon down because I was like, what? Do you want to know what happened? That man walked over to his wife and kids.
Ew.
I looked at neighbor man. I'm like, I can't eat this soup. I can't eat this soup. That man just like commented towards me in like a flirtatious, grossest way. And now I can't eat soup.
No. No, no, no. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Have you ever had that happen to you? Or are you insecure about eating food in any sort of way?
Can I tell you, recently we went out for ice cream cones, and I never said anything in the moment because we were in a very small space, but I had my ice cream cone, and I was eating my ice cream cone, as one does, obviously. You got to lick the cone, all right? I'm not a freak who bites into their ice cream. It hurts my teeth. I can't. It hurts. And I felt the presence of eyeballs on me from an individual in the building that I kept like, oh my God, I made eye contact. That was weird. And then I continue to eat my ice cream cone, which is literally, I'm just enjoying my ice cream. Okay. Stop making it a thing. And I kept catching this person looking at me in a way, like you kind of said, where it's like, you're making it into something that you're not, to the point that I was like, I don't even want to eat this anymore because you're making me feel like a freak weirdo.
Did you feel like it was like almost sexual?
You're making it like dirty.
Oh.
I'm just eating my ice cream. Literally, what's wrong with you? Same thing. Well, you're just slurping a noodle.
Start chewing on it like I do. I can't. Like an animal.
I'm gonna just go to the car next time.
If you're married or you're divorced, you've been in a serious relationship, do you do joint or separate bank accounts?
I need your help.
Neighbor Manor and I, we're going to get married this year. And we're thinking, do we do that? Do we not do that? What do we do? I don't know. I have no idea. But he asked me that the other night. And I've been noodling with the idea. So I need to talk to my girls. I need to talk to my guys. I need to talk to you. What are we doing?
Oh, it makes me like...
Taylor's like, I got nothing in my bank account. What are we talking
about? Well, yeah, I have nothing to contribute. It's so, I feel like this is the root of so many issues for so many people, is the money of it all. I don't know what I feel like it is very much situational, right? Some people, they're like, we've always had separate and we are fine that way. Or we have separate and then we have one joint. Or they just have it all in one pot. I don't know, but I do know that you're the spender, right?
So, I know it's funny you say that because when he said, okay, you know, maybe I think it's time that we start talking about getting a joint bank account because for the bills and things like that.
Yeah.
But then I asked him, okay, are you talking about just joint and that's it? Like, we don't have our separate ones with our other banks that we already have. I said, because if you're talking that, I need you to not say anything when I get coffee every day. And when I go get my nails did, and, you know, when I go to Ulta like I did this morning before work, I need you to shut up.
Right. That's where, if I have to think about it, I probably, if I had my choice, and this is with no discussions in my own relationship, I would probably opt for, we each have our separates, and then we have the joint. Like you said, that's where the bill money goes, that's where the mortgage goes, that's where grocery money goes. Trips or something that you want to take. But then you have your separate for like the me stuff, the fun stuff that you actually want to buy or gifts for the other person or whatever.
I need to have a friend at the bank, you know, because I don't know why we can't just erase what I do, you know?
Oh. Yeah, just it never even happened.
How exciting that we start a new chart with Unplug with those girls in the afternoon.
It's like a fresh slate of keeping track of how much time we can spend off our phones.
I like how you said it's exciting because that means if you did really, really good in March and you were like an unplugged queen or king, right? Now you got to challenge yourself to do even more in April. Or maybe you're like, wow, I did not do well, right? And that's okay, right? This is a challenge to get yourself to be off your phone, trying not to doom scroll on TikTok or be on Instagram or Facebook that much. Now April's a new month, new you. Try to like get off your phone as much as you can. This will be a new month to do more.
100%. And try out new things. Find out what it is you like or what clears your mind more. That's what I've really liked about it is finding things that I'm like, oh my gosh. That weekend felt like a full weekend because I didn't waste it on my phone.
I 100% agree with you. I feel like weekends are longer now.
Yeah.
I feel like my 2 day, your Saturday, Sunday weekends are 3 day weekends now.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so stupid. And you listening are probably like, what are you guys talking about? No, I actually feel like they feel long now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy. And it's funny because you called me out. You're like, wow, you've been spending a lot of time in nature. That's how I've been unplugging.
So much time outside, which is great. And it's the perfect time of year to be getting out there.
And you've been doing a lot more like cooking and trying new things like Pop-Tarts. And
yes.
I know you're going to do something this weekend. I don't really know what it is. So I'm not going to try to describe it.
The viral mousse cake fruit thingies. If you know, you know. That's my, I'm going to be unplugged for probably quite some time doing that.
All I heard was a mousse.
Sure. Yeah.
But if you want to get your new chart, we're in the month of April.
Mm.
Where can we get it?
Well, you can subscribe to the Zmail newsletter, and that will ensure that you get it first every single month. And it's also available on KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm just not realizing... Both Trending with Taylors today at 3:10 and 5:10 are for the millennials. Yay!
Finally, our time.
Trophy for you.
I knew you were going to say something
like
that.
I know you
like that.
Love those.
Us millennials love a good trophy.
Well, okay, so I come on the cusp of being millennial and Gen Z, so I identify as millennial when I feel, and then other times when I want to feel young and hip, I say I'm Gen Z. So that's just how it goes. But
is it more... So it's like when you want to feel belong, you're a millennial.
Yeah.
But when you're like,
I want to be cool and hip and trendy.
And you're like in the fashion, you're like, I'm a Gen Z. God, millennials, you're so dumb.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No, I knew it.
It is.
It's funny. I guess I've never really put two and two together because, yeah, you're totally right. One minute you are a millennial and the next you're Gen Z and you're getting a little boo-boo.
Correct. There's no lies detected, okay? I also did grow up with two older sisters, so I feel like I am familiar with the millennial culture.
You cannot say that. I'm friends. My sisters are millennials, so like I'm a millennial.
Well, no, but I'm saying that the things that they love.
My parents are boomers, so I'm a boomer then.
Well, no. Not understanding me. Anyways, I'm saying
you
that.
You can call me okay boomer now.
I feel like I know enough about the millennial culture that this spoke to me when I saw it on TikTok, which is this guy saying that he had some suggestions of millennial slang that needs to make a comeback because I'm sorry, whatever is a Gen Alpha, we've got to do better than 6-7 and Sigma.
Can y'all stop saying cooking? The amount of times that I've
like
heard
to say cooking,
no, I swear to God, this weekend, the amount of times I've heard people go, oh, I'm cooking or she's cooking over there. I'm like, well, what do we have in Alfredo? Like, I got really excited, and then I found out.
You got hungry.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Y'all are disappointing me. Stop saying that.
It's a lot of brain rot, okay? So I'm totally here for this. And his suggestions were, number one, totes my goats.
That was a good one.
Totes my goats.
I said that a lot.
I'm into it. Yeah. It's kind of a mouthful, but I'm not opposed. Number two, something my very own father still uses on the reg, and that is cool beans.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
I could call my dad and be like, oh my God, Dad, I won the lottery. And he'd be like, cool beans, bud.
Okay.
So that just reminds me of my dad.
He wouldn't scream. He'd go, cool beans, bud.
Yeah, he's a very lax man. And he loves to say cool beans. So I'm down for that because it reminds me of my dad. Number three, talk to the hand.
Oh, I loved that with my siblings. I was like, talk to the hand. Face ain't talking.
Ooh.
It was one of my favorites.
That feels very you.
Uh-huh. That was my favorite. If I had no comeback, I would always just say talk to the hand.
See, that's what I like about these millennial phrases. I feel like they just like kind of make sense where they do. Another one he had is booyah.
Oh, I loved booyah.
I feel like that is that,
that was like
a,
drop the mic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or like slay now. Everybody says like slay. No, oh,
slay is not as good as booyah.
I'm not. Yeah, whatever. Pick your poison, I guess. And then his last suggestion was no duh.
Also one of my favorites.
I do feel that I still say that. I do be saying duh a lot.
I always said, no, I feel like I'm going to start saying, I'm like, no duh. Yeah.
No duh. So those are the submissions. I don't know if you have any others. I personally would like swag to come back. And I personally do like YOLO. I don't know if those are millennial or not. It's kind of that weird cusp thing, but I love YOLO.
I loved YOLO and I would like to say do it for the vine more.
Wow, deep cut.
Mm-hmm. I still to this day go, do it for the Vine.
I've never heard you say that. Not once.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I watched someone take one of those nice, like, fancy cameras out at the gym, and I was like, oh, my butt, what are you doing? I ran so fast, girl. I was like trying to get back to the locker room. I was like, mm-mm, not today. It was not of me, don't worry.
But what, I mean, just the sight of like a professional camera, I'd be like, I think I'm good here.
Yeah. I have never cleaned a machine faster in my life. I mean, treadmill at like 50 mile per hour. What? No, I was going 70 to get back to the locker. What are you talking about?
Mm.
They had one of those, like, I don't know whether like Nikon or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
One of those out in the gym. And I was like, no, do not tell me we're trying to get something nice for like the socials. Cause get it of them. Get it of the somebody lifting weights who knows what they're doing. I'm the Dumbo over here who don't know what she's doing and who's heaving and hoving, like, does not know what's going on with her face. Don't do this to me, okay? No, somebody just got hired and they were getting a nice selfie of them.
Oh, like a staff
photo?
Yes.
Oh, my God. God, I literally think I got 16 gray hairs in that moment. They got that nice camera out. They're like, I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna get it out like the room and like how nice everybody's working out in the moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling my heart go to my booty hole. Okay. Mm-hmm. I literally was like, oh no, this is happening. And then no, there's just an employee getting their staff photo.
Okay, well, that is like best case scenario.
I know.
Because I would, same thing. I would be like, oh my God, they're taking pictures for a billboard. And you would think they'd like hire the models, because I don't know about you at the gym. I don't be looking like the ones that are in the advertisements.
You don't want me in the advertisement.
In the matching workout set, like hair done, smiling on the treadmill. I'm like actually a gremlin.
No, if you put me in an advertisement, no one's coming to the gym.
Unless they're going to be, maybe, here's what it is. Maybe it's a marketing tactic of like, you will be the most attractive one here because look at these ones.
Yikes. She's ugly.
Scary. Bathroom boundaries in a relationship. It's weird, but it's something that you have to grow to learn with your loved one. And you would think after three, almost 4 years of my relationship, we'd have that all figured out. But I hit a speed bump the other day that I'd like to bring to the table if you don't mind. And I know you don't mind.
No. Bathroom is always on the table with me. Go on.
Right. Okay, so, you know, airplane level version of this story is my tummy was hurting, okay? Hot girls have tummy problems. I just can't help it.
So you were going poo-poo?
Well, we went to the gym and we got home from the gym. I get in the shower before we eat dinner and I'm showering and then I get out and I'm like, ugh. Like my stomach felt like it was tied in a knot, thrown over the back and kicked in the head. It was horrible. I was in a lot of pain. I'm like, oh, I don't feel good. I need you to start dinner. I'm going to lay down for a little bit. And then I take myself to the restroom at one point and my boyfriend Curly comes knocking on the door because we have separate bathrooms. That's important to note. We have separate bathrooms. Knocking on the door. Hey, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Well, did you throw up? I'm like, no, I'm okay. He's like, well, are you like doing the number two? And I was
my
like,
guy, my guy,
can you get out of here? I think he was pressed up against the door. And I was like,
trying to smell.
I don't know, man. I'm like, I don't.
Smells like
now's not the time for me to be getting into any sort of details of what's going on.
Do you
in
guys
here.
Get into the dirty details?
No,
you don't.
No, well, he'll tell me maybe more than I would like to know sometimes. But
really?
To me, what happens behind that bathroom door is none of your business. It's hardly any of my business.
You don't just go like when you got done doing whatever you did, right? And I don't want to get too graphic because I'm sure the people listening don't care.
They don't need it. No.
But you don't go like, hey, honey, that was yikes, you know. I'm trying to like put it into maybe different terms. Like that looked like a sandbox when we were kids. I don't know. Like,
no.
You don't do. Oh, wait. No. See, me and Neighbor Man, we do be doing that.
Well, clearly, because like you're not only doing it to me, but you're doing it to our poor, poor listeners. I'm so sorry.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Is there a Curly just out there, like, just so excited that we were playing Katy Perry?
God, he loves Katy Perry.
I know he does.
Today's no different.
I know. But we are celebrating our birthiversary, 3 years of those girls in the afternoon being on this station. We launched 3 years ago. And we're going to do a trivia question about, well, us, because
it's our day, okay?
Let us have our cake. Tonight's trivia question. Happy 3 year birthiversary. How many episodes of Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast are there? A couple things I want to say. Number one, we're not going to include tonight's episode that's going to drop in T-minus 45 minutes.
Because it's not out yet.
Not out yet. And number two, you should know, is that we were a podcast before we were ever a show. We were a Girl Can We Chat Quick.
Yeah. So, for like 2 whole years.
Yeah. Keep that in mind. Maybe.
And
I
believe, now correct me if I'm wrong, these 3 years have been a bit blurry. when we first launched this show, I think we only put out one episode a week of just our favorite moments.
You're right.
And then we went, well, everything's our favorite moment.
We're kind of funny.
Now they've been coming out daily for, I don't even know how long.
Probably 2 years.
Well, no more hints.
We don't want to give too much away.
It's up to you to figure it out. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
How many episodes of Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast are there?
Do you think anybody's going to go through and count them individually?
Girl.
You better hurry up.
You only got so long to send in a guess.
I'll be impressed if you can do it. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Hey, if you're doing it, you might as well give us a listen and a like and a review. Sorry, I had to. I know what.
Good one.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
If you missed actually what we gave each other for our birthiversary, you can check it out. We got a picture of what we gave each other.
Yes, on the Z102.9 Facebook page. If you missed our full reveal, it's going to be on the podcast tonight, which will drop at 7 p.m.
Funny you mentioned that, because that's actually tonight's trivia question. How many episodes of Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast are there?
Hint, we've been at it 3 years, all right? You can
Casey
still-
did not say that.
Yes, he did. Hang on now. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. Casey is a frequent texter in our frequent listener of Z102.9 in general, I would say. Shout out Casey, always chiming into Those Girls in the Afternoon. Yes!
I hope you have some cool sound effects over there. Oh. I'm ready for you whenever you're ready. Because I just want to talk about how great Casey is. Yeah! Casey! Yeah!
What is that?
I don't know. It said crowd scream.
Kind of like
Casey,
it.
Killing the game. Casey guest tonight, 455 glorious episodes.
Hallelujah.
Praise be. Thank you.
Thank you.
You get brownie points for sucking up, Casey.
We should get that on a shirt. What Casey said on the back.
Yes.
1858 said 1,311.
Jeez. Dang. Please. I mean, we be talking. Do we be talking that much?
I don't know. That's don't a know. Lot.
It's concerning. Rick said 550 episodes.
That's Did Rick say glorious, though?
Well, unfortunately, no. It's not too late, Rick, to add a nice adjective if you mean it.
I like how you knew what the word adjective was. I didn't.
I have a journalism degree, so I didn't. I know words, man.
I don't.
That's why they put us together.
Because one's smart, one's dumb.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like two rocks banging into each other sometimes.
It is true. How many episodes of Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast are there?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and we'll reveal the answer in 3 minutes.
I mean, Rick, if you do want to say an adjective, I think that's what she said.
Yeah, it is.
We'll take it. But Casey!
Shout out. Thanks for sticking with us for these 3 years, even if we hurt your brain.
I don't know why, but we appreciate it.
Yeah.
We love you.
Thanks.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with the last hanging out. What am I saying?
It has been 3 years and we still don't have it together.
No. Some of you say we're professionals, and I wouldn't, to be quite honest with you, because I still don't know how to talk, and I sometimes still don't turn that microphone to the left of me on.
Tell me about it.
She's
silenced weekly.
Sorry.
No, you know, I don't have any buttons over here. You would think after 3 years, I'd maybe have, like, my own button. They just don't trust me.
I literally knew you were going to go on a rant. I knew I knew it.
It's fine. Then I can do fun stuff, like twirl my hair over here because I got nothing to do.
We were literally giving a tour earlier today, and and I was like, oh, yeah, so I have all the buttons over here. And Taylor?
They're like, what do you have? I'm like, free will to do whatever I want. You don't know. I could be doing jumping jacks over here. Holding a plank.
It's 3 years they don't trust her with buttons.
I know.
Which I don't know why you would trust me, you know? I'm over here with no filter. You should not trust the
Isn't
one with
that
no...
so backwards?
Yeah, with no filter to have buttons.
Anyways.
Someday I'm going to press one that has a swear word on it. Just wait.
All I have is this stinking bell.
She just has a bell. Oh, we're celebrating 3 years of our show being on Z102.9 together. And tonight's trivia question, how many episodes of Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast are there? What is it? I'll let you answer.
650 episodes.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Do you ever think about your digital footprint? Because that number, low-key, I look at that and I'm like, oh, God.
Well, you know what? No. But now that you said that, there's a lot of things that we have said on this show that I think could incriminate me.
Oh, and they live forever.
Listen.
I don't know.
Bosses, HR, anybody, when we leave, please get rid of it. Because it won't be on the internet, right?
Well, probably somewhere. Because here's the thing. I'm trying to think, when did we launch... Our OG, if you don't know the origin story of our show, is that we were a podcast first because we just were like, yeah, they have microphones here.
What else are we going to do?
Talk the talk. And we did that for like 2 years. Now, I'm trying to see here the date of our first
podcast
episode. Yeah. Okay. Well, I see. The first podcast episode. Do you want to guess what it was called?
No.
Oh, God, that's mean, because I know what it's about. My biggest regret lasted 8 years.
It's not about my...
No, it's about mine.
Huh, you're...
Dude, if you want the tea, go back and listen, but don't judge. We were just babies. No
Is that
show...
Is about your past relationship?
Yeah. My God,
I'm ruthless. Gonna go back and listen
well,
to that
you
one.
Know what? The one after that's called I'm Ready to Fight My Boyfriend's Parents. So we've been like this, okay? Just starting from the bottom and we're still there.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.